here, answer me this. You liked your fast food and your takeaways.
Yes.
So that's what this was. This was a gravy chip that he stuffed under his car and left.
Yes.
Have you ever done anything like that? Have you ever disposed of your KFC or McDonald's or whatever wrappers outside of a bin? No. Have you?
I would wash the very wrapper.
That's a load of rubbish.
And I would tour around Northern Ireland.
Do you notice how he can't say no? He gives the politicians a hard time and he can't say no. And that's because he has done it. And he's afraid that someone will ring in and say, well, actually, I seen you doing it, Nolan. Did you not drive a convertible once?
If someone rang in and said, I seen you doing it, Nolan, then they would be using the wrong grammar, young Vincent. And they would say, I saw you doing it.
Sorry, George, I need to teach these kids a different topic. Move on to a different topic. Answer the question, Stephen. Have you ever disposed of rubbish in an improper manner?
What I would envisage me doing would be to wash the rubbish to find the least packed
bin. He has done it. You are a litter lout, just like that man in the BMW.
I would tour around. I would never drive a BMW. I would travel around Northern Ireland and try to find the least packed bin.
Can I tell the story about your convertible? Stephen used to drive a convertible.
A yellow one.
And it was full of rubbish, as his car still is.
It was a yellow car.
So do you know what he did one day? He was driving up the road and he put the roof down. And what happened to all the rubbish? It blew out and blew everywhere.
That was an accident.
Well, that is debatable. So there you go. You're just as bad. So you're a hypocrite for sitting there and giving that man the BMW a hard time.
Can I just say, George, I deny that story.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe it, George?
Well, I would say if any would be a bit truthful there in that one.
Really?
You know what I mean? Thank you.
The back seat, it all ties into the back seat.
Exactly.
Of the back car, so it does.
Yeah.
What are you alleging I've done in the back seat of my car, by the way?
Well, every time you get food or anything out there, and this is from your own, you admitted this yourself, when you finish any food or anything, it's tossed over your shoulder into the back seat.
Oh, yes. I once found a chicken carcass in the back of the seat that had been there about a month.
Oh, see?
Danny tweeted when you were away, he found a Christmas present, somebody give you a city beat in the back seat.
I would believe that. That's probably true.
Do you know what the moral of that story is, George?
You're a messy brute.